I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Outgoing Without Going Out. I always forget how we start these episodes now because we don't have a set intro, but welcome back to another week. We did miss last week, to be honest, kind of intentionally. Unintentionally is what I meant to say. We were together for Easter weekend. We'll obviously go over that. And then I feel like we were just really enjoying the time and lost track of days.
Yeah, I had taken Monday off because of all of our family in town for Easter. So I genuinely thought Monday was Sunday.
And then we realized Monday morning we had no podcast done.
We were like just soaking up time with family. So we took that as our sign to just take the week off, and we're back recording. But so we have a lot to catch up on.
Yes, obviously lots to catch up on. And then we are going to give you our basically like how we plan a trip. I feel like we both do it differently, but also similar in a lot of ways. So you're going to see it from both sides.
Some may call it trip tips.
Okay, some may. So we'll give you all of our trip tips. But do you have any exciting updates? What has been happening?
I'm really ready to be done with residency. I'm struggling.
You're almost there. For the first time in your entire life, you really are almost there.
I know. But I've just been kind of trying to like balance everything. I feel like once my schedule gets busy, I find it really hard to balance like fitness, eating healthy, reading, working, social media, like just everything. Like I'm kind of struggling with, especially with everybody in town. I was like really out of whack of my normal routine. I was not drinking enough water. So we're back today on my normal routine. It's Wednesday when we're recording this, but my mom just left. So today was like my reset day. So I am hitting my water goal, hitting my protein goal, just worked out. We're going to go to bed at a decent time. I have to like fold and put away laundry. I want to do my nails, you know, just like getting back into a routine. We basically, I feel like we can talk about our weekends at the same time. So,
okay. So I'll fill you in on last week then. I started off the week with an event. I've been getting so many event invites, which I feel very lucky and I'm very excited because Miami, I feel like, is now starting to become a little bit more of like an influencer hub and like events are happening. Cause I feel like that was never the case here before. It was always LA. It was always New York. And now I feel like we finally have some here.
I just got invited to an event in Naples and then an event in Clearwater. I don't think I can go to the Clearwater one, really? But exciting.
Wow, I feel like those are like the first ones happening there.
Way different brands than yours, but nonetheless, very cool.
So I went to a dinner with Too Faced at Strawberry Moon in Miami, which is the first time that I've been there. And actually, it's, I want to say like Pharrell opened it or owns it or something like that, but venue wise it's beautiful and I heard the brunch is amazing, so I want to go back. But we had a nice little dinner there and started off a little rough. Obviously going into these, I never know what to expect. It either goes really, really well or I stand there awkwardly and I know nobody and everyone like already has their little cliques and it just is really hard to like make your way into those. So I get into the hotel, I walk up to the event and like I'm very clearly going, this girl gets off the elevator and I can tell, like I know she's going to the same event I am. I'm like, we're walking into the event together, very clearly going to the same space, basically like the same thing. I open the door for her and she just walks right by, no acknowledgement.
That's
no thank
so
you
weird.
no anything, don't even know her name. So I was like, perfect, this is how this is gonna go. And I need to stop being early to these things. I literally pulled over on the side of the road before I got on the highway because I was going to be super early. And I was like, no, I can't do that. So I like killed some time in my car because I expected there to be traffic and there really wasn't. So I got there a fashionably 5 minutes late and I was still like maybe the second one there. I need to stop being on time to these things. I'm always one of the first ones there. I just am such an on-time person. Being late stresses me out. But this was like a dinner. It wasn't just like a happy hour cocktail event. Like I figured like they set a time for a reason. So I got there early, started off rough, was not rough, but just that set the tone. And I was like, oh my God, this is not going to go well. Luckily, though, as more people came in, it was a super welcoming group of girls. And it was like assigned seating for dinner. So that kind of eased some stress too, because then I feel like I'm not having to worry about like finding a friend and then sitting next to them while we eat and like figuring out all of that. Like, we were just assigned seats, so pretty much the entire dinner, me, the girl next to me, and the girl across to me were in full-blown conversations the entire time. It was really nice getting to meet them. And then for a while, like, everyone just kind of stuck to who they were with at their table, although the food was delicious. I felt like I was the only one eating, though, which made it a little bit uncomfortable, but then also more for me, because then I didn't have to worry about eating too much of, honestly, it was like the chicken really was really good, and they didn't bring out like huge portions. It was like family style, so they just brought out, like, it was a fixed menu, and they just keep bringing out more of everything, kind of. But for the first time, I feel like it was actual bigger creators that I've followed for a while at this event. I feel like most of the time it's all creators kind of around my same size, if not even a little bit smaller, or like mainly models, but I feel like this was actually like content creators of Miami. Like Lauren Giraldo was there, Jalissa, just like some other people that I've known on social media for a while. So it was really cool getting to meet them in person. They were really nice and really welcoming, which you never know, again, like how that's going to go, especially people that are very clearly like the bigger creators of the event. So that was really nice. Got to meet a lot of people, and the food was really good, and the Two Faced people were awesome. So that was really, honestly, really enjoyable. I had a really good time at that event. So that was Monday. And then I think that was pretty much everything. It was technically our spring break last week, so the gym was a little bit relaxed because a lot of kids were out of town for spring break, specifically on my senior two team. Obviously, LJ being basically World's Month, they don't really get any time off. So it's a little bit more relaxed in the gym. And then this past weekend was my last weekend off for the rest of the season. So before I even realized it was Easter, and as soon as I looked at my calendar and I realized I had the weekend off, we already planned, me and Justin, to go to Fort Myers, because I go a lot anytime he's out of town or if he's busy, just if I have like nothing to do, obviously, because I'll go spend time with Lexi. But I feel like there hasn't lined up where we both have time off for a full weekend to go. So we were really excited that the both of us finally got a weekend off, and we were going to go to Fort Myers. And then it turned into
the whole family.
Everyone. There was so many people at Lexi's house this weekend.
So I was a little stressed. I was really excited to host, but I hadn't hosted since two Christmases ago, or Christmas 2022, and the house was like barely done then, so I like wasn't that stressed at that point. But I think it's just because I had planned out in my head like a relaxing weekend with just Gabby and Justin, and then everyone was coming, which I was really excited for everyone to come. Like, I was super excited, but it was just a lot for my brain to comprehend, and a lot of people, a lot of dogs, a lot of personalities. But it was fun. I really, like, my goal was to like have some time like by the pool, and I think we did do that. But
well, I also feel like it wasn't the best of weather days, so I feel like we did it as best as we could.
Yeah, for sure. So other than that, we just played a lot of games, we ate a lot of food, hung out, chatted, caught up with everyone. And I want to tell our dinner time story, but like summed up, not like super, super long. But basically, so one of the nights we went downtown for dinner, and we knew it was going to be busy because it's Easter weekend and down here it's insane. So with like tourists and everything. So we put our name in, and then we went to a different place and got like a drink and hung out, whatever, with the fam. And by the time we sat down for dinner, it was probably like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, just about 8 o'clock.
And Gabby and Justin are used to eating really, really late. The rest of us, I would say 8 o'clock is like the latest we would eat dinner. And I mean, I feel like I didn't stop eating all day, so I was fine. But the boys were very hungry. And normally this restaurant is like very quick. It's a restaurant that Gabby and Justin always request when they come into town on this coast. And normally they have really good homemade pasta. And we were really disappointed. It took, would you say like an hour to get our meals?
If not even more than that. And then so it took a really, really, really long. Well, we got our appetizer really fast, so at least we had that. And then we put in our dinner order, and then we like did not see our waiter for a really long time. And then there was no update, no anything. So then he finally came back out, and we just asked like, oh, what's like, it's been like just about an hour. Like, do we have an update? Do we know when it's coming? And he goes, oh, I don't, he was like, there's a problem in the kitchen with the stove or something.
Yeah, I don't, it was very vague and confusing.
So we were like, but it's also weird that as soon as that happened, there was no like, hey, just so you know, this is going on. Food's going to be a little bit delayed. Like, so sorry about that. Like, we had to kind of like pry it out of him. Like, where's our food? And then we wait probably like, what, 20 to maybe even 30 more minutes after that first time.
And then the food finally comes out. And as soon as the food comes out, we realize, one, it was not homemade pasta, which is...
Yeah, very different, which is odd for that restaurant. Completely different pasta. Yeah. You could tell it was, like, boxed noodles, which that's, like, why we love going there, is it's homemade pasta, and you can tell.
Yeah.
So that was different. I feel like, in general, like... And it could have just been because the kitchen had an issue. They had to, like, makeshift something, and it was literally just a coincidence that it was when we sat down to eat that they had to just figure something out and make it work. I don't know. I don't know if it's they just changed their recipe or just don't do homemade pasta anymore. But we finally get all the pastas on the table. And we also got a whole new round of waters on the table basically at the same time. Because we all just got our food. Everyone's like, oh, can you like hand me this? Very chaotic. Mom then asks you for what? The crushed red pepper?
She asked me to pass the pepper like four times. So finally, I just reached across the table quickly to grab it. And I knocked over two full glasses of water all over Sean and in his pasta. And
into his pasta. Like, his bowl of pasta was soup. It was just piled of water.
And that man is a saint because he...
I don't know. He's so calm.
So calm. Was like, it's okay.
Poured the water out of his pasta. Was like, it was an accident. It's fine.
I was mortified because I felt so bad. And so everybody was like cranky and eating, and we were all like, this isn't the same pasta. We were sad, whatever. We were getting tired. And then I thought, so Sean had been playing footsie with me all night under the table.
Accidentally.
Yes. Kind of, like, it was just like the way the table was set up, like our feet just kept touching. And so I thought he had stepped on my brand new sandals on purpose. And I was so mad. Mind you, he did not step on my sandals on purpose. And I did get the stain out of them.
But they were brand new. And that was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Because I flipped out. And then Sean was like, you're kidding, right? Like, you've got to be kidding. And then we all went for ice cream afterwards. And Sean and I didn't even get any.
It was just like, oh my. It was like, you couldn't make it up. Like, it felt like we were in some like.
Gabby was laughing so hard. She had tears streaming down her face. Guys,
it was literally like, you can't make this up. It was insane. Just everything kept going wrong.
Yeah, it was nuts.
Our ice cream was good, though.
All right. Well, I didn't have any, but I know that ice cream is good. But that was that. And then the rest of the weekend, I feel like, was pretty mundane other than that, honestly.
Yeah, I didn't go in the hot tub once. Isn't that crazy?
Oh,
we were so tired by the time I didn't go in once.
I was going to say I went in, though. Why didn't you?
But I went during the day.
So we did do a hair and makeup trial for my wedding. Gabby did my hair and my eyeshadow, and I did my face makeup. I'm torn if I don't know. Maybe it's just because it felt like so much makeup and that I was wearing a t-shirt that it, like, didn't look good. I feel like I maybe need to try it, like, one more time again. I don't know. Maybe it's the wing. I don't know. Like, I'm looking back on, like, footage, and I'm like, do I like that? I don't know. I have to look at it again.
I feel like it is hard to see without actually wearing, like...
Everything.
A dress, yeah.
Yeah. So, but it went well. Like, I'm glad we did it. I feel like the products I have are good. Like, I don't need to buy any new makeup products. And hair, we just, like, need to figure out what the heck we're doing. But I feel like we have a decent grasp on it. We'll just start extra early and maybe do one more trial. But, yeah, that's that. Gabby still doesn't have her dress for my wedding, which is fine. No, we still have, it's months away, but...
Went to go look today, and the extra small is out of stock, so...
I figured that was gonna happen.
But, oh, I did. Do you like this one?
It's not my favorite. It's fine, but it's not my favorite.
I was like, let me just look just in case. But every other size is in stock, and it literally says, like, click here to get notified when this size come back in stock, which makes me think it's going to come back. So I did that. So hopefully it'll come back. Because I want to say the extra small was out of stock already once, and then it came back in. So I just need to, as soon as it comes back in, I'll just buy it no matter what. I just didn't know for sure. We were so far out. So I was like, do I really want to buy this now? Or am I going to find a better one that I liked? But either way, I feel like I should get it just in case next time it comes back in stock.
All right, what is your favorite of the week?
My favorite. So I was getting like fully ready for the Too Faced dinner, and I was using, they sent me a bunch of products to try out. And I use their, I've used products like this before. I don't use lip products a lot, but whenever I'm doing like a full face and I really want to look kind of like more glam, I always try to use a lip product. So they sent me their, all of their like Too Faced lip injection products. And what I love about them is they have the lip injection lip liner, which I've never seen or heard of before. And then they have the lip injection power plumping hydrating lip gloss. And they have an extra lip gloss on top. And normally I feel like it only ever comes in like a gloss or like some sort of, I don't know, not like an actual tinted lipstick kind of thing. It wasn't like an over the top tingly sensation, which I hate when it's too much and I feel like there's TV static on my lips. But I actually really liked the color too. And I should have looked at what shade I got. I want to say it was this. I think it's the soft. Wait, is the shade glossy and bossy? Yes. I think it was glossy and bossy was the shade. Fun. It's soft pink. But I really liked it. So that's my favorite. What about you?
My favorite are my Print Fresh pajamas. And you guys make fun of me. But I love a good PJ set. I do. And the set that I got from Print Fresh, I have two pair. But my favorite one, they're like black. It's like a crop boxy button down. Like, what's that material? Like a thin pajama material tee.
Like satin, like, right? Or no?
No, I don't know what it is. And like gaucho 3/4 length pants. It is the most comfortable pajama set in the entire world. It's so easy, breezy, beautiful. It's so comfortable. I love it. And they're cute pajamas. So Print Fresh pajamas are my favorite this week. All right. Are you all prepped and ready to go?
I am. Because I feel like this is very fresh in my head because I am planning. I mean, it's one big trip, but I feel like I'm having to plan so many different stops along the way because we're doing a European summer. So I feel like I've been extra on the like planning a trip kind of vibe.
Okay. So why don't we start at the beginning? If you're wanting to go somewhere, like where would you start? For me, my go-to are always Pinterest and TikTok and YouTube. But it's like I have a place in mind. I'm thinking of like the vibe I want for a trip. I go to TikTok and YouTube to like see the video footage firsthand of like what the place looks like and what there is to do. And then Pinterest for like practical tips and tricks of the place, how to get around, places to go, things like that.
TikTok especially, I have found for almost every place I'm going, someone that makes like full-blown travel itineraries for the amount of days you're going. I've seen a lot of creators that like are very niche in certain, like for instance, like there's, I found one that's like super into Paris, one that is like everything regarding the Amalfi Coast of Italy, and they give you like the ways to travel around the city, all the best restaurants to go to, the places to avoid, the excursions to book. Like I feel like if you just, you don't even have to spend a long time, do a little bit of research on TikTok and you'll find someone that literally will answer every question for you. And that has been huge for me. And then I save everything on TikTok and I make it a separate collection. Like they do that now, how like Instagram, you can save certain things to different like folders. So I have a whole Europe. Yeah, I have a whole Europe collection. And I wonder if I could even sub folder it and do it like by place. But that has been for months. I've just anytime, because I feel like it always comes up on my For You page now that I've been searching it. Anytime I find something, I save it to the collection. And then that way when I'm going to book or going to plan, I have everything in one place, which has been huge.
Another good resource in life in general, but also with trip planning, is Reddit. Like pretty much any question. Yeah, pretty much I go to Reddit for like everything. Any question that you have, someone's probably asked the same question, if not similar. So it's like you get firsthand people's takes on things, and it, you can like filter it by like how recent it is, whatever. I feel like that's really helpful. Like if you're wondering if you can get around by public transportation somewhere, like go to Reddit. People are going to have your answer. Things like that. But I would say step one, figure out where you want to go. And that can be any trip, any budget, any time frame. You're going to find something on those places for sure.
And then I feel like the next step, once you like narrow in on the place, is to book the flights.
Flights like, and or has to come first. Road trip, however you're getting there.
Well, yeah. We, when it comes to flights, I feel like for literally anything, even if it's a domestic flight, if it's a big international flight, I use Google Flights for everything.
Same. It's so easy to use. Go to a private browser. I use Safari. You can use Chrome, whatever the heck you want to use. Go to a private browser, open up Google Flights, and you can literally search everything down to the airline, down to the timing, down to the, if you want to search by price, if you have flexible dates, you can see when the tickets were their cheapest, when Google's predicting they will get their cheapest, like the best time to buy. You can set up alerts so that it emails you if your trip that you're looking at goes up or down, so you know when to purchase them. You can do multi-city instead of round trip if you're not going in and out of the same place. You can book all of your tickets together, like in a sense of like looking everything up at once, but flying in and out of different places, if that makes sense. Or you can add stops if you want to do a long layover somewhere. It's just really, really, really helpful. As far as like logistics, I've always been told, and I don't know if this is 100% accurate, that like Tuesday morning and Tuesday night-ish, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, best time to buy flights. After that, supposedly the flight prices go up every week. I don't know if that's accurate, but for us, it seems to be pretty accurate.
Why I love it especially is because of my schedule. A lot of the time I am flexible with dates, and as soon as you like put in, you can either be flexible on your dates or your location, and it'll tell you the basically like the cheapest time or the cheapest place to go. So for our dates, it was more so like the flexible dates. So we knew we wanted to go to Paris first. So we put like Miami to Paris, and then I just monitored the days, and it was like specifically this day was always the cheapest. And then when I went to book it, we got really good prices for our flights going there, because it was like a couple hundred dollars cheaper to go on this day compared to like another one. And it shows you that. So that is huge. And then,
you the location can also, thing know, is cool.
It's really, yeah. So if like, you know if you don't have like a weekend off, or you know you have this certain time frame, you can put in those dates, and then like you can just look at the map and zoom in and zoom out wherever, and it'll give you within those dates the price of literally anywhere.
So for example, if you're planning like a large trip to Europe, but you don't know where you want to start your trip, you can literally just type in going to Europe and it'll show you all of the airports. Same with the US. If you want to fly within just a certain state, you can do that. Like, very, very cool. We use Google Flights for everything. I love it. Domestic airlines, though, there are a couple that aren't on there, like Southwest. I think
Southwest.
There's probably a couple more. But
so that is the downfall of it. It doesn't have every single airline.
It has most.
Yeah. So I just love that it compiles them all in one website. So instead of having to go through different airline websites just to try to find it, it's like everything is in one place. So it makes it really easy. So,
and give yourself time to be able to track prices, see if they go up, down, mm-hmm. to try and get the best deal.
So after flights, where do you go next?
So for me, it depends on the trip. But let's talk, say you're not flying and you want to do a road trip, or you're going somewhere and you need a rental car. I feel like there's two routes you can go. You can either do like a traditional rental car, like Avis, Enterprise, Hertz. Those, I personally like to use websites that compare multiples so you can save yourself time, like Kayak, Priceline, things like that, Expedia. But typically, if you are picking up and returning the car in the same place, Turo is going to be cheaper, and that's basically like Airbnb, but for your car. You're renting someone's personal vehicle for the time you're there, and you can usually get a really good deal.
We did that in Hawaii for the Jeep, and one, I feel like you have a better time of picking the car you want. I feel like a lot of times you, with rental cars, you like pick what you think is a specific
car. It's like a mystery.
And I feel like most of the time you show up and they don't have that car. They're giving you a random car, or you just only pick by size. Like on Turo, you straight up see the exact car you're getting. We knew we wanted to do a Jeep that could do like the whole roof open, because we wanted like the full-blown experience. It was really cheap, really easy to like pick up the car, drop off the car, and yeah, like we had a great experience with it. And I feel like it's so much easier to not have to deal with a rental car scenario in like an airport, the lines. I feel like it's, if it's possible and you're somewhere that has Turo, I do feel like that's almost always easier.
Yeah, we used it when we went to Austin for that music festival, and it's just nice. Like, we literally met the owner of the car in, like, a parking lot at a grocery store, and she showed us, like, how to use all the features in case you had questions. Like, it was just really, really nice. I enjoyed it. If you had any questions, you could ask her. She was a little bit more flexible on, like, drop-off and pick-up, like, things like that. So I would recommend checking that out if you have not already. As far as road trip planning goes, I think the easiest way to do it, there's a bunch of like apps, but a lot of them you have to pay for them, and I am cheap. So to me, the easiest way to plan a road trip out is to use Apple Maps. If you're a Google Maps person, that's fine too, but I like Apple Maps. And you can literally type in where you're leaving from, where you want to go. You can add stops along the way. You can change different routes. You can just, I'm a very visual person. You can see it all mapped out for you, and you can add like a ton of stops. And it shows you how long the total trip is and also like the individual trips. And after that, I usually take that information and put it into either a Microsoft Word document, or if I'm feeling pretty and I want to be a little extra, a Canva document. They have like templates that look like itineraries. So that's what I usually try to do. And then at that point, you can look up like food places along the way and things like that. Again, Apple Maps, Google Maps, those are good places to do that. And you can also do like walking directions or public transit, things like that on there.
Yeah, I don't know much. I don't think I've ever planned out a road trip. So I don't think I've have much tips on that. I feel like I've only ever really planned out like flight trips. But so the way we're doing our planning is, once I booked the flights, or even honestly before I necessarily like concrete booked the flights, I started getting an idea of what Airbnb prices were, locations. Started saving some, like, because you can also save on Airbnb under, like, a wish list or whatever. Started saving some of my favorites. And then once the flights were booked, I actually go to, I love planning trips, I guess kind of like the same way you just said, but, like, on a map. But I am a visual person, and I love making things pretty and colorful. I was always like that as a student. So I take my iPad, I screenshot. So, for instance, for Paris, that's where, like, we're starting off our trip. I downloaded a map of Paris and I color coded it all pretty, and then I put like the main monuments to help me know like location wise and then I went through all of my TikTok things. I went through everything I had saved of like all my must do's in Paris and located them on a map. That way I could see like what areas we're really going to be in more before I book the Airbnb, so I can make sure that we're like in a central location of what a lot of it that we're doing. But the map to me was, that was our saving grace when it came to Hawaii, because obviously the island itself is not big, but if I only did like a list style of everything I wanted to do, we would have spent so much time in the car driving. Like, okay, we'll go here for lunch, then we'll go to this beach, like without really planning. Okay, I know that this is on the way from when we'll leave here to go to this point, to this point, to this point. Like, making it on a map was the best thing I ever did. And now I'm doing that for every single trip, and it makes everything so much easier.
Yeah, I agree with you. I guess our next segue then, should it go into where you stay?
Sure.
Okay, so I am usually between three things. Airbnb, VRBO, hotel. Those are my three things that I go back and forth. You can also use Google Hotels like you would Google Flights. So that's another perk. You can customize it just like that and find hotels in the area and move around on a map and things like that. Things that I consider when I want to stay in an Airbnb / VRBO, so basically like a vacation rental versus a hotel. Number one, price. Some places you're just not going to find as many Airbnb and VRBOs, and hotels are going to be cheaper because there are more of them. Other places, it's the opposite. You're going to find cheaper stays at an Airbnb or a VRBO than you would a hotel, because it's a more residential area versus a bigger city. Things like that. For me personally, if it's a longer, cozier trip and I want to be like immersed in culture or neighborhood or something like that, I'll go the Airbnb route. If it's a place where it's like I'm going to be out and about, I'm not really going to be in my room, assuming price is the same on all, and it's a shorter stay, I'm going to go for hotel, because it's easier to go in and out. You don't have to worry about things like I don't know, check in, check out as much. Like, it's you have a little bit more flexibility with a hotel than I feel like you would that with an Airbnb. Yeah. But you don't get things like laundry all the time or a kitchen. Or, like, when we went to Italy in 2019, I love that we stayed in Airbnbs because it felt like more of a homey trip.
Yeah, I feel like the hotels are more not in, like, the hub of it all. Yes. Like, I feel like we are on the streets of the things we are doing, just staying in someone's, like, apartment. Yes. So it felt very, very, like, yeah, like, we were just in it.
Comfortable. As far as, like, searching for those things, honestly, Airbnb kills me with their fees. Like, it is so expensive. I've noticed that a lot of places for larger groups of people, VRBO is the way to go over Airbnb. You get bigger rentals. I do think,
from what I've been seeing, I think Airbnb changed the way they at least display the price. And it shows you the per night fee. And then it also shows you the total fee. So I think it's less of a surprise now. Because it used to be like a really cheap per night fee. And then you look at the final cost and it's like, and it was like $700 crazy cleaning fee. Yeah. Even though they also ask you to clean.
That's another thing you're going to get with a hotel is free breakfast and less fees than you would an Airbnb or a VRBO.
Yeah, it's something basically like a one-time common fee.
In some places that we've never personally done, but I'm looking into possibly for future travels, is a bed and breakfast. Kind of like a mix between a hotel and an Airbnb.
Okay, so is that like, you're not watching Vanderpump Villa, are you? Like, I feel like that is what, like, their chateau.
I will,
like,
but I haven't watched it.
It's like a restaurant and a hotel, but only a few rooms kind of thing, right?
Kind of. It's more so like, it's usually like a very small hotel that has rooms that are almost kind of like apartment units, sort of, but there's also like meals you eat there. I don't know how to explain that. Did you watch Gilmore Girls?
I didn't make it very far.
Okay, so never mind. Yeah, basically kind of like what you said. I have not watched Vanderpump Villa. I also haven't watched Vanderpump Rules or The Valley in 2 weeks, so I need to watch both of those and Summer House. I'm behind because I'm just watching Real Housewives of New York. But I think you get the gist of what a B&B is. They had more of them, I feel like, back in the day. But I feel like they're kind of making a comeback. But that's another option also.
I feel like I go back and forth of what's actually the better. I mean, I guess it's also location-wise. But, like, some days I'm like, hotels are so much cheaper and better nowadays than Airbnbs. But then at some of these places, I'm like, it's not even comparable, and Airbnb is way cheaper. So
yeah,
I feel like there is no right or wrong answer at all. You're going to have to definitely do research, but start looking in advance, save things to a wish list.
Yes.
And do it based on locations that you're going to be at, especially also like look at the amenities of it. If you're renting a car, does it have a parking space? Is that an extra fee you're going to have to pay for? Are you going to have to figure something out parking wise? There's no parking space available. Like, have all this information figured out before booking the Airbnb, I would say.
For example, like when we went to our Italy trip in Rome, we stayed slightly outside the main part of the city because we did public transport in because driving would be a nightmare. Same with Florence. We were able to walk, but it was slightly outside. Well,
Florence is like all the walkable city.
Yes.
So we could have stayed inside, but we wouldn't have been able to do anything with our car.
Exactly. So it's just like knowing the vibes of where you're going and doing your research ahead of time. Trip planning to me is all hard work at the beginning so you can enjoy your time there and not stress. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Plan everything ahead of time, but also like plan a loose schedule so you have time to just like be walk into something. And yes.
Next, I feel like we should move into packing. If you don't have anything else to add as far as stays and where you're staying.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is where I feel like it depends really heavily on where you go. Obviously, if you're going on a road trip somewhere closer to where you live, you can pack more. You can fit stuff more in a car. You can bring things that you otherwise wouldn't bring. Self-explanatory. But let's say farther trips that you're flying, I just always feel like if I can bring the bag on the plane with me, I know where it is. I don't have to worry about leaving stuff. I don't have to wait for luggage at the end of my trip or when I get to the airport. Carry-on is best. If I can squeeze it all in that, I'm going to do that. However, sometimes it's just not feasible. And something I have not done before, but I am going to do on future trips with a checked bag, is I just recently bought a pack of Apple AirTags so that I never lose my luggage.
Yeah, we started doing that, I think, when Justin started snowboarding more and he would have to check his, like, snowboarding bag. I think that was the first time he put an AirTag in the luggage just to, like, be able to track it along the way. And we love doing it. I do it for anytime we go on, like, a cruise, anytime we go anywhere like that, I feel like I always put an AirTag in luggage that is going to be, like, staying in the room, or if we have to check it in a certain place, just to always keep an eye on it so you know, because nothing is worse than getting blindsided when you land and you're waiting at the carousel and bags are coming out and it's dwindling down and all of a sudden yours just isn't there. It's better to know than to be shocked and blindsided like that with something like that. So yeah, we love AirTags. We have a bunch between our bags that we use. That's honestly the only thing we use them for, is putting them in luggage and different bags that we have. Another thing when it comes to packing, pack outfits, not pieces. And try on every single outfit before you go. If you're like really crazy about it and you want to like plan what outfits you're wearing for certain things, do take a picture, take a mirror picture. And now it's like the new like iPhone thing that you can hold yourself down and like create a sticker, and you can save that sticker of just you in the outfit, make a whole note of it, and you can plan out like what you're wearing for certain days with a picture of the outfit. You can even do accessories, all of that. So you, one, it's less thinking on the trip. Two, you're not overpacking because you've planned out exactly what outfits go for certain days. And three, instead of bringing pieces, you're bringing full-blown outfits that are already figured out for you. And then just bring, like, maybe additional pieces if you're bringing this pair of pants. So then you're packing, you're, like, re-wearing outfits throughout the trip.
Yeah, and pack functional outfits that you can mix and match things. For example, get a good pair of sneakers that you can wear with dresses, you can wear with shorts, you can wear walking around, you can wear, so you only have to bring one pair. Also, to me personally, packing cubes are a must. I 100%. Think they just make your life so much easier when it comes to finding things, when it comes to packing things. I just like that you can just take out one packing cube and you know what's in it, you know, like, what's clean, what's dirty. I don't know. I'm a big fan of packing cubes. I recently just got some from TJ Maxx, but I've always had just some cheap ones from Amazon. I think they're very worth it.
That's, what are your airplane must-haves?
Really quick, I think it's also important if you travel often to get a suitcase weigher thing. What do you call that?
Like a scale, but it's not. It's like,
but it's like a handheld thing that you hang your suitcase on and it weighs it for you. That way you're not getting surprised at the airport. Flight must-haves. Number one, I don't even really sleep on planes, but a travel pillow, which I have one that you can like, it's like memory foam, but it rolls up into a little bag that you can just hook on your bag so that it's not like out and exposed to all the germs and stuff. I like it even just to like lay face down on the tray thing. I'm terrible at sleeping on flights. I really can't do it. But that's one, if I am going to try to sleep, an eye mask, like a sleep mask, is essential, I think, because there's always people that want the reading lights on. If you want to fall asleep in an airport while you're waiting somewhere, I just think it's really, really nice to have. Other than that, headphones.
But two kinds of headphones. The AirPods, if you're like listening to something on your phone. But for long flights where you're going to be watching movies on their screen, make sure you have plug-in headphones. Ooh, most airlines have them. Most airlines have them that, I mean, most of the time I feel like they're free. Sometimes they're for purchase, but like just in case they don't have them, you don't want to screw yourself out of not being able to listen to a movie if you only have AirPods
or Bluetooth headphones. Yeah, I'm going to have to look for that because I don't even know if I have wired headphones, to be honest with you. But for me also, layers that you're going to wear. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be too hot, too cold. Wear things that you can take off and put on. Sweats, always for me. I'm not a person that dresses up to go to the airport. I am a functional girl when it comes to being comfortable. So have like a nice zipper jacket or a hoodie that you can take on and off. It's all about comfort for me when I'm traveling. And like
wear your bigger clothes on the airport or on the airplane so it's less things you have to pack in your suitcase.
Yeah, for sure. Also an empty water bottle, because there's always drinking fountains at the airport, yeah, and there's nothing worse than paying $8 for a freaking bottle of water. I hate that. I always do it. I feel like that's...
I don't think I have... I know. I feel like I'm pretty easy because I'm the opposite and I can sleep anywhere on any moving vehicle within 5 seconds. So a travel pillow, sweats, headphones, some snacks, which I'm bad at.
Yeah, what are your go-to airplane snacks?
I always end up getting them in the airport where they're really expensive. Well, so going to Hawaii is where we discovered the True Fruit chocolate-covered bananas. I feel like I'm more of a snack like that. So I'll get those. I'll get, like, the chocolate-covered, like, little acai, the blueberry things. Something, like, chocolatey. And then either, like, a chip or a candy, I feel like. But I don't know if I have a specific flavor for any of those.
I'm a Cheez-It gal. Always. Get me Cheez-Its. Yeah. That's what I want. And then on the drink, if like, for the flight, if you have a complimentary non-alcoholic beverage, what are you ordering? What's your flight beverage?
A ginger ale if I don't want anything crazy, or a Dr. Pepper if I'm wanting to get crazy.
Crazy.
So crazy.
I'm usually a sparkling water gal. I need like a little bit of fizz, but I don't like soda, so I'm not a pop girl. Or if it's like early morning or I'm cold, I'll get hot chocolate.
Early morning, I'll do an apple juice. Ooh, a hot chocolate. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Tis.
Because I feel like they don't have too many additional things to make like a coffee that good on a plane.
Mm-mm.
But a hot chocolate is a good idea.
It is. All right. Well, I feel like we got a good gist of everything. Let us know what questions you guys have if we missed any. And I think the plan for next week is we're going to do an advice episode again. So get your questions ready. I believe we still have it in the bio of our Instagram, but I'll also post ahead of time of next week. But yeah, we have it linked on a story highlight. So the advice column is always there when you guys need it. So fill it out there. And that's about all I have. Do you have anything else to add?
I don't think so. I plan on doing, because this is like the biggest trip that I'm planning ever, probably after my trip, I want to do a full in-depth YouTube video about like how I planned everything. That way I have everything like fully done with footage, with like what worked, what didn't. And that way you can guys get like a visual. But this is everything audio-wise that we do. And I feel like we are better than average at planning trips.
I would say so. I don't even like, I'm not one of those people that's like, I love traveling. Like, I do enjoy going to new places, but I love being home. I love not having plans and just being in my house. However, when it comes time to plan a trip, I will go all out and I will plan the trip. So that's all. I hope you guys enjoyed this. If you have any episode ideas, as always, let us know on the podcast Instagram at Outgoing Podcast. And we'll see you.
I hope you
week.
Can't hear my dryer this entire time because it is so loud.
I mean, I can, but I hope they can't as well.
Yeah.
Lola barked a couple times too. I'm going to have to try and edit that out. But all right, we'll see you next week on this chaotic podcast that we call Outgoing.
Without going out.
Bye.